Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager, back on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we're here each and every week, Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, and we're here for the entire season. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now, let's have a warm welcome again to the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights. Welcome, Brandon Derrick.
They won again, so they're clapping.
Yeah, they won again. The backboard is filling up better every week. You keep winning. We need more room out here, man.
That'd be awesome, man. I hope we keep winning.
Well, last week, 16-21 over Bethlehem Christian. Let's just talk about that number. Two consecutive weeks, 60-plus points. Did you think this team could do 60-plus points when you began the season?
Yeah. I thought we would score somewhere in the upper 40s, you know, on Friday nights with all the skill kids that we got. I'm not trying to brag about it. You know, the injuries kind of slowed us down the first couple games, and I think now we're starting to find our – we're starting to get in rhythm, and our offensive line's gelling really well, and, you know, they have some holes Friday night. I could have ran through there and picked up 10 yards because they were doing such a good job. You know, they're coming together and getting better and better, and, you know, I felt like we could score, you know, upper 40s, kind of where I felt like our average points per game would be somewhere as the season started rolling off.
So when you look at the team this past weekend, initially your defense, again, you take the coin flip, but defense out first. You are so confident in your defense, and then right away, Meadows intercepts their quarterback. Does your defense set the tone for the rest of the night usually now? Is that what you hope to have happen?
I hope that happens. You know, I often say, and I've said it numerous times, and I've been told this 1,000 times about when I played and everything else, that defense wins championships, and offense sells tickets. So, you know, for us, defense is going to be a catalyst for what we do, and they go out, and I like to set the tone. I think it gets us over our jitters pretty quick playing defense. You know, and so I feel very confident in our defense going out there on that first possession and playing well. And our defensive line and linebackers and secondary as a whole unit have done really well. They did a pretty good job Friday night. And, you know, again, BCA cannot run the football, so it makes them one-dimensional. You know, when you try to run the ball 20 times and you have maybe 23 yards, so you're averaging about a yard a carry or so in that. So our defensive line did a really good job, and our linebackers do a good job. So, you know, we ironed a few things out hopefully this week in our pass drops and in our angles and our fits a little bit here and there, but we're going to continue to work and get better and better on defense.
Talk about the offensive line. They did an outstanding job. First couple weeks, they couldn't get the push. They couldn't get the holes. Last 2 weeks, massive holes. What has happened to the offensive line? Did they just get the scheme, or have there been a big shift?
I think that they're getting comfortable with what we do. And so they're communicating really well up front. They're talking. They're identifying what we have. You know, Friday night, Bethlehem Christian was trying to blitz 7 guys at one time, and we were picking up the blitz and still picking up 10, 15 yards a pop. And, you know, the biggest thing is on the O-line is you got to get up, you got to see it. And they're doing a really good job of identifying what's up in front of them. And we're rotating 9 guys on the offensive line. And they're doing a good job. They're playing multiple positions again. You might play tackle one series, then play guard the next, and then one guy might go from guard to center and vice versa. So we got guys that are moving around and playing multiple positions, trying to keep people healthy, and I think that's been a big key is keeping fresh legs out there running downhill, and that helps us get that push that you're talking about. And right now we've been establishing the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, you guys own the line of scrimmage. This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports and Network. Let's talk about how many men you're shifting in and out. We lost count of how many different formations. First quarter alone, How many different sets did you call and different combinations of guys? They're coming out so many different packages. I mean, that was unbelievable.
Well, you know, we just move guys around, and we get guys off the field trying to keep legs fresh, and because a lot of our kids are playing both ways, and so to get them off and give them a breather, we do a lot of different packages. We do a lot of different schemes with the guys, and, you know, I thought they did a really good job. The first quarter, first half, you know, we played fast. I talked about us going to play fast, and when we start playing teams that have numbers that are very similar to ours, we have to play fast, and we did that Friday night in the first quarter. We scored 27 points because we just went hurry up. And, you know, I feel like we can do that kind of moving forward. We've got to go. We can play fast and get to the ball and wear them down, and then they'll just kind of be dragging. And the thing is our kids stay fresh, and they're rotating in and out. Coach Mathis and Coach Thomas and those guys have done a good job of getting guys on and off the field. Where last year we had a couple mix-ups here and there. We're not really having that. I think that's more of an experience thing with our kids is – they understand who's coming out, who's going on, and they're replacing one another and rotate in and out. We do a pretty good job of it at practice, too. So it's not one of those things anybody's kind of confused. Everybody's standing around looking. It's we get out there and we go and do it.
Well, and you're doing the no-huddle muddle. You guys are walking around out of formation. I saw Denver Anthony looking at you for the plays. He goes back in, and they just break and go where they're supposed to go. It looks seamless. Is it really that seamless? Have they got it now that well?
Yeah. You know, when you practice it from June and July and all the way through August doing that same thing, they kind of got it down. We could just sprint and get in a formation and run it if we needed to. We could do that. I kind of muddled a little bit Friday night in that first quarter because we thought we might huddle, but then I got to say, I looked over and they're playing the same guys both ways, and I thought, well, here's our opportunity. Let's go and try to, you know, seize the moment. The kids did a good job with it, you know. They do a good job. I mean, our kids, they pay attention. They're working on the details, the finer things, and that's going to be a big difference down the road for us. If we continue to do the little things, we'll get better and better.
Denver Anthony has now taken over as a starter for the time being. Will we see a change this weekend?
No. Jalen will be out again this weekend. We're going to keep him out through the open week, get everybody healed up. And Denver's doing an outstanding job throwing the ball. He threw the ball really, really well in practice. You know, he's starting to understand and grasp what we're doing. He does a great job running the football as that quarterback. And it's helped me start limiting and also expanding what we can and can't do with him. And so, you know, the offense is pretty much now, we're running it probably about 90, 95% wide open of everything that we would have done with Jalen. And so he's starting to grasp all of it and understand what we're doing.
More to come here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show with Head Coach. But we're going to take a little break right now. Back with more with the Head Coach in just a moment after the word from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more, including Echo Power Equipment and over 150 zero-turn mowers in stock, featuring the Gravely zero-turn mowers with welded decks starting at $28.99. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
How about it now? This is Jamie at Southern Hardware. We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82. Check us out on Facebook.
Southern Hardware, Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida's leading volume dealer.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, and we're back on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. And this segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. We're back with the coach, looking back at the big blowout game this past weekend, and looking at Bethlehem Christian. Your defense not only played outstanding, you limited them to 7 first downs the entire game. That's an amazing stat. They could not move the ball.
They only had 1 in the first half, and that was just because we didn't get the rub underneath on the crossing route. And that is an amazing stat. Our guys do a really good job, and we swarm to the football. You know, probably 90-95% of the time we're getting there, and. So that's one of our, you know, it's been a big plus for us is our defense. We can lean on the defense and expect them to go make plays, and they've been doing it all year. You know, when you go 0-0 in one game and have to go to overtime to settle it, and then when you're holding some other schools, you know, it's 21-21, and the only way they'd scored was a muff play and a kickoff return too. You know, the defense is playing pretty good. So, and then, you know, we play Lanier, and then I thought BCA, I thought they were a little bit better coach, you know, and would be a kind of a formidable opponent running the ball. But our defensive line, you know, Cameron Gardner and Will Counts and Lachlan Wood, Will Thompson, and those guys, Josh Elliott, when they roll in, they do a good job up front. And of course, Harry Bill and Josh Meadows in the inside linebacker position do a really, really good job. And JT and Deke on the outside, Frank Knapper did a really good job, you know, at outside backing. And so, we're flying to the ball, we're minimizing lanes, we're getting good fits, and, you know, we're getting better and better. Some of the guys are trying to get the rust knocked off of them, getting back into the flow of the game, and I think the more reps we play, the better we're going to get, the better we're starting to understand it. I think knowing where to be and how to take care of cutback angles and cutback runs and things like that. So, you know, a lot of coaching this week, a lot of drill work. We did a lot of drill work this week to prepare, and I thought we had a pretty good practice Monday and Tuesday. Even today, it's just been so hot. The longer you go, the more drained that you get. So, you know, I thought the kids did a pretty good job. And so we've been mixing it up a little bit, offense and defense, one going first, one going second, so that we can get a little bit of energy going on both sides of the ball.
You had points off of turnovers. That's a big stat to talk about, too. Your defense shut them down. You have Deke, you have Josh, you have Patrick, you have other guys swarming around the ball, but your defense forced turnovers, and then your offense came in and finished it off. That's a dream, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, the defense is supposed to go out and put the clamps on everybody, and the offense is supposed to go out and seize the moment. And I thought that the kids did a good job of that Friday night. They tried to run a fake punt. We stuffed them on a fake punt. We picked off a pass. You know, we had the short field, and we executed really quickly. And I thought our kids, you know, we had a couple penalties here and there, and some, you know, are a little bit iffy, but I thought at the same time, we didn't really question a whole lot about it. The kids just stayed focused, and played the next play, and executed it. And we scored, you know, 27 points in the first quarter. That's doing pretty good. I think we were 6-for-7 in the first half in scoring opportunities. When we had the ball, we scored 6 out of 7 times, so those pretty good percentages. It's not like Shaq shooting free throws, so we had a pretty good one there.
Well, not just 27 points. One individual had 3 touchdowns in the first quarter again. How is that production going to sustain itself now that they know Isaiah Jackson is the guy in the backfield? Can you sustain it with one, or you have to change it up a little bit now?
You know, he does a really good job up inside running the ball. He slashes, and he can power run the ball right now. He's been working hard in the offseason, but you know, as being able to sustain it is, you just got to keep it spread out a little bit too at the same time. You know, you go in there and you try to pack the box in there and put 8 guys in the box, and we're going to hurt you with Patrick and Jay Sean and all those guys on the perimeter outside. And, you know, I think that we can do that. But, you know, I think Friday night they tried to put 7 men in the box against our 5, and my 5 handled their 7 up inside. And, you know, we did a good job. The thing is, the running backs are starting to understand if they're blitzing, we got to get north and south. It doesn't do us any good to run east and west. Just hit the lane and go score. And so they were starting to rely on that offensive line, and the O-line is just doing an outstanding job right now. And we've been playing pretty good, so I can't really say much more than that.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, talking with the coach about last weekend's game, 27-0 at the end of one quarter, and at the halftime, 41-7. Did you have any thoughts of just pulling most of the primary players and go second, third string the whole way through, or did you have to go with the rest of the guys in the third quarter?
Right. We, you know, we rotated. We started our rotations, and of course, you know, people are always like, well, he's a starter. Well, we rotate so many kids that I don't know if you claim them as starters or just part of our rotation. And, you know, that was some of the things we did. We started rotating. Our younger kids played predominantly the whole fourth quarter. I let some of our older guys go a little bit into that midway through the third quarter. But, you know, Thomas Ville punched one in the fourth quarter playing quarterback. And Kyle Perez had 50-something yards rushing the ball. And, you know, we just mixed it up. We had it different guys. Harry Ville was carrying the ball at one point. Isaiah was carrying the ball. Jay Sean was carrying the ball. Denver's carrying the ball. JT carried the ball. Thomas Ville carried the ball. And Kyle Perez. So I had seven or eight guys tote the ball. And
I counted seven. You may have eight. Yeah,
we may have. But, you know, that's just one of those things. I don't dial it up a lot back there in the backfield. They're just like, hey, you got it. I'll block or this. And so that's kind of what they do. And, I've been going with it right now, you know, but on the outside perimeter stuff, throwing it, I kind of know who we're trying to take a shot at and who we're trying to get one-on-one out there.
Denver Anthony, 5 of 8 on the game, 79 yards, 2 touchdown passes. So you are getting the pass attack going, but the running game is for sure the dominant aspect of the offense right now.
And if you can run it for 6 yards every time, you'd be stupid to throw it. But, you know, we did throw the ball 12 times, and we threw it well. We were 8 for 12 for 102 yards, and we ran the ball for 390-something yards. It was some crazy number. We had almost 500 yards of total offense.
Yep.
We ended up with 499 is what it was. You know, I could have fudged the numbers and gave us one more to get 500, but we had 499 yards of offense, and I thought the kids just went out and did a really good job. And, for me, I'd like to be more 50-50, but when you're running the ball and getting 14 to 15 yards a carry and doing things like that, it's just safe to put it in the hands of the kids and let them get downhill and make plays. And we've been doing a good job, and that just goes to credit that offensive line doing an outstanding job.
Last couple weeks we've talked about kickoffs. Your special teams have had great kickoff returns. You have 2 big returns this week, both of them whistled dead, called back. Why do teams keep kicking you when they realize you're going to run them back? It's become the new standard.
I don't know. I think special teams-wise, we ran back 7 this year. And, you know, we played 4 games. That's kind of unheard of when you run back 6 kicks or punts. And but our guys do a good job. You know, we had one get called back because of a blindside block. And all we got to do is get our hands on it and that one there. And then we got one called back for, I guess he got him on the backside of the shoulder. It was an effort play on that one. Jay Sean was trying to make an extra block, make an effort play, and you can't really yell at anybody for trying to make an effort play, even though Denver was about 10 yards in front of the guy. He was just trying to make an effort play. But, you know, we had those 2 called back, and we've had another one called back, and we've scored 4 other ones too. So I don't know why people kick off to us, but I hope they continue to do so, because that's usually about 14 points in our advantage. So I hope they continue to kick to us and our kids keep doing what they're doing and making the plays.
Let's talk again about the younger players, some of those ones that are getting in there. Thomas Ville comes in and scores a touchdown. How does that work out for you as a coach? How does that feel to send him out there and say, just run it, just do it, run the play? You're exuding confidence, and he runs for it.
Well, he looked pretty smooth going through there. Actually, he kind of glided through. He didn't look a bit nervous. So he got in there, and it was kind of funny. The first play, I said, Thomas, you're going to quarterback. And he goes, what? I said, you're going in. He was like, no, seriously, coach. I said, no. Come on, I said, you're carrying it. He goes, huh? You're going to make me carry the ball? I said, yeah, so don't fumble it. You're going to get the nerves out of you right now. And so that was by design, give him the ball, let him run up in there and get hit and realize he's going to live through it, and he did. And then he just continued, the offensive line continued to do their thing, and they did a really good job up front. And Thomas and the old offense did a really good job executing. They just ran right down the field executing, and, you know, that's just a tribute to the young guys who work their butt off in practice every day, going in and rotating in and making the plays happen and knowing what's going on. It's also a big tribute to the coaching staff that's got all the guys ready. Like, we didn't have to really change up a whole lot. We just had guys run right out there and go make plays, and that was huge for us. And I thought the kids did a good job, and it was exciting for our young guys to get in and get in the end zone. And you know, you saw all the varsity guys cheering and jumping up and down and high fiving him. So that's big for you to get your first high school touchdown, and that was exciting for him.
Well, congratulations to him, and also just the fact that that's a bright future. You as a coach now can look and say, I got guys that can play in the future. You now really, really know that.
Yeah, we know we got kids and go out there and make plays. We're playing a lot of good kids. Like I said, we've had a lot of injuries, and so a lot of those younger guys have had to step up, and they've not just played mop-up duty. They've been playing in the heat in the intense football games when it's 0-0 or 21-21. And so they've been in that with the oven's hot. They've been in there playing, and they've done a really good job, and they continue to do that. So I don't expect anything less from them. We got a good group of young kids, and they practice hard and they play hard, and the future's going to be bright.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the upcoming weekend. We'll be right back with more of the Frederick Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Eric, right here on the Vision Media Sports Network. Back in a moment, everybody.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill, St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Night Show with the head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonsmaker, back on location, Nats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Back with the head coach once again, and here we go, coach. Changing gears, this weekend you guys go on the longest road trip of the year, Augusta Prep, and their homecoming.
I love to be scheduled for homecoming. We kind of laughed about it a little bit today, but you know, I think everything that's going on, you know, hurricane and all that stuff, we're just kind of keeping an eye on the weather mainly and preparing ourselves. Augusta, you know, they're having a pretty tough time right now. I think they're 0-3 and they struggle a little bit. They're young, their numbers are a little bit limited, and you know, I think right now for us is we've just kind of focused on us getting better. Not worrying about what we have to go and face so much, or the adversity or level of competition that we're going against. Let's just push each other. And I thought our kids did a really good job of that this week. And so the road travel is not a problem. Our kids are programmed to travel. We go everywhere here at Frederica. We can't go east unless we fall off into the ocean. So everything is going back west, and it's a long way. So we're used to that. And you know, the road travel doesn't really bother us. I thought kids traveled extremely well. You know, when we went to Lanier, and they'll travel extremely well this week. We just got to deal with the traffic, and we'll be prepared for it. You know, we're going to be sitting on a on a charter bus, and we might be sitting there for a little bit here and there, but we've already made plans on how we're going to eat and everything else. So it's one of those things we started thinking about on Monday. And so the kids will be ready. They'll stay focused. We'll get us a couple movies to watch on the way up, and we might watch some game film as we're going and take a look. But I think the kids will be ready to go. And I think Augusta Prep, you know, they'll be ready for us too. It's homecoming, so they're going to be fired up. So we got to be ready to go, and I think our kids will be. They've done a good job this year being prepared every game.
You guys have won by 60 points the last two games. Big game, big scoring for you. How do you make sure the guys don't come in overconfident, knowing that they've struggled up there? They are not having a great season.
You know, again, like I said, I just talked to our kids about us. You know, where do we want to be? Not so much this Friday, but when this thing ends. And we've talked about it from the beginning. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, I talked about it all week about pushing ourselves, making ourselves better every time we take a snap at practice and doing the little things. And I think they've really started to take into that whole idea of let's just get better and better and better and push each other. You know, the battle this week was the heat a little bit at practice, but overall, you know, for us, it's just to go take care of ourselves and take care of business. You know, I thought BCA was pretty decent, but our kids also went out there and handled the situation and took care of business right off the bat. And I think that's the same approach we'll go into it with, is we're going to take care of our business and go take care of what we do. If we don't turn the ball over and play good on special teams, you know, and play defense the way we play defense, I think we have a good chance to go out and get the victory.
This is the Frederica County Coaches Show. Brandon Derrick alongside of me tonight, right here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We've had so many injuries early on. We're slowly getting guys back in again. Simpson's not going to play this weekend, you said, right?
Right.
So who else are we questioning or holding intentionally for the following week? We do have a great coming up. We do have one whole week of nothing.
Yeah, we're probably going to set Lachlan Wood, Josh Meadows, Avery Cobbs out, and Jalen Simpson. So we got four starters that's probably not going to be out this week. That shoulder, hip, something, you know, and then, of course, Jalen with the toe. So we're trying to get people healed up, use this break, but at the same time, keep everybody, you know, pretty much focused for the back half. And so we got that back half we got to get ready to play for and finish, because all the next five games are going to be pretty much our region schedule. So it's going to be our region opponents when we come back. It's going to be Pinewood, Westfield, Trinity, and then we get a break, and then we got to go play John Millage, or they're going to come here and play us, and then we're going to play Bullock at the end of the season at Bullock. So, you know, we need to take care of that back half. I think we'll be okay Friday night. And I think the kids have prepared themselves for it. We've rotated guys in to cover for our depth depletion a little bit there. But at the same time, you know, we've got to get everybody healthy and go play that back five.
When you talk about those players that you just named off, those are key leaders on the team, not just playmakers. How do you use them on the sideline? How do you coach them, keep them involved, and use them to your advantage as extra coaches, motivators? What do you do?
Well, you know, we get them to stand right out there. A lot of times they're doing therapy while we're practicing with Adam a lot of the time. And then, of course, you know, they're out there either right behind the huddle talking to the guys a little bit. They're involved with what we're doing and the day-to-day thing. And the thing is, they're not going to lose focus of what we're doing. They're standing right there with us, and they do a good job. They keep everybody pretty much motivated. Avery's been trying to rehab his hip a ton. So he rehabs, and he's ice bathing, and we send guys to get an ice bath sometimes while we're still practicing to get people ready. And it's just one of those things right now. We just got to get everybody healthy. And, you know, next week, using our off week to do a lot of drill work and get ourselves ready to play those last five games.
Right now the game is on, but the whole mysterious thing about this is the weather may play a factor in this game. It's going to be probably wet, soggy. Everyone's mind's going to be thinking about hurricanes and traffic and family. You've been through that before. How do you coach it this year with this team?
I think that the last 2 years we're very experienced with hurricane situations right now. You know, I told the kids today, you know, we thought maybe we might play tomorrow, but according to Coach Nash, and I talked to him right before I left, and we're probably going to be playing Friday. There's a 0% chance of rain in Augusta on Friday is what the Weather Channel says. Now, of course, I've looked up the Weather Channel before, and it's been wrong. But right now, I've been believing in them. They've got all that technology, and they said 0% chance of rain up there. And so I think the biggest thing for us would just have to get through the traffic and deal with it and get back home safe. But, you know, we're prepared. I told the kids to be prepared. We 2 years ago, we were told at 7 a.m. that we had to leave at 11 and get to Bullock and play a game on a Wednesday night. And, you know, and that wasn't the most ideal conditions. And then we still didn't get to come home for 7 days after that. So, you know, I think we're prepared for it. And this is a veteran group, so they know how to handle the team and the younger guys. And we'll be okay. They'll be ready to go.
For you at this stage, evaluate your team. We're kind of at that early midterm, but what's your midterm grade, Coach?
I think right now we're a real solid B, maybe B plus. We got some things, small things to get fixed. Once we get that, I think we could be a plus team going down the stretch. I think we got the potential to be that once we get everybody healthy and get fine tuned a few things. But you know, it's something we work on every week, and you know, I think that moving forward, we get all those things fixed and corrected, we could be a really, really special group of kids.
Well, this Friday night, Augusta Prep on the road. The longest road trip of the year. Be safe when you guys hit on Friday.
Well, thank you. We hope to be safe, get up there and get back and get the W.
All right. Thanks again for joining us tonight on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Eric here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coming up on Nets Landing on St. Simon's every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. And hear the coach talk live right here on the Brandon Eric Coaching Show. Until next week, I'm Rich Bodrigger. We'll see you at the game, everybody. Thanks for being here.